Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is John Chuckman Show, hanging out with you here on a Friday night. 404-741-0929, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Social media at JMCH316 at Jarvis D90. If you want to leave us a rank them on there, if you want a text line coming in already, some on my Twitter feed coming on already, so feel free and we'll try to get to everything that we can. So everybody's being safe and hopefully home, and you know, a lot going on in the city. So if you're, you know, out and about in your car and headed around downtown or anything like that, just please be careful out there. There's a lot going on in the city tonight. Fires and police and all kinds of things that are happening on the streets around Atlanta. Not very far from our studios and all that either as well. All right, we do it on Friday nights along with Tuesday, but we'd like to end the week a spinoff to what we used to do with Pick Randy's Brain and Pick Hugh's Brain, where I'd give them lists. We call this Rank 'em.
All right, Chuckery. We're going to try to lighten the mood a little bit around here, man.
By
getting
man.
Some good ranking, man.
Been a crazy night out there. So, all right, let's get it going, Jarvis. What you got?
All right, so we're going to start off a little easy, like always. Here's the first one. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, rank them.
Well, obviously Twitter 1, Instagram 2. I guess Snapchat 3 and Facebook 4. I'm afraid of that whole Facebook thing.
Really? Why?
Hack me, yeah, because there's no reason for a 48-year-old divorced dad to be talking to people on Facebook. I mean, that's how the FBI knocks on your door and get that uncomfortable knock at the door. And, you know, like, it'd just be my luck. I don't even want to engage with people like that. I have these bad premonitions if I get on Facebook and stuff. They're like, what do I need to be on Facebook for? We talked about this before, but should we start a Facebook page?
Right.
But what am I going to do on Facebook? Like, I don't, like, coalesce with my high school friends or things like that. I mean, I just, you know, my ex-wife does it, and she puts pictures of my daughter up. I'm not going to do all that crazy stuff. So, and Snapchat, I've never even been on Snapchat, but I'm just afraid of Facebook. So since I'm scared of it, it goes way on the bottom.
Yeah, I had to delete my Snapchat because you can go down a rabbit hole on Snapchat. It can get a little.
Oh, I'll bet. Is there any social media platform you can't go down the rabbit hole on? I mean,
well Snapchat's on a whole other level. That's some next level stuff right there. Yeah, but you know.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. I've never been on it, but I'll take your word for it.
All right, here we go. Stone Cold, Ric Flair, The Rock, Mitch Evans. Rank them.
It would be Stone Cold, obviously, 1 for me. The Rock, 2. Ric Flair, 3. And then you'd have to go. You could have. What was his name? The Repo Man would go above Mitch Evans.
Repo Man.
The Fake Diesel and Razor Ramon would go above Mitch Evans. Bastion Booger would go above Mitch Evans at that point, okay? Disco Inferno above Mitch Evans. Okay? Doink.
Doink.
And not even Matt Bourne, the fourth doink that they had, would go up above Mitch.
Hey, who's the wrestler? Who's the wrestler that used to dress up like a homeless man? He's always wrestling like the first match. What was that dude's name? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think. It's not like that. What was his name? Dumpster Duke Drossay or something like that?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that he'd go above. Yeah. Hillbilly Jim would go above.
The Big
Uncle
Boss Man?
Earl. Yeah, Uncle Earl would go above Mitch, okay? All of them would go way above Mitch Evans. Think of whatever the worst gimmicks are of all time, they'd go above. They still go above Mitch as far as wrestling goes. Bastion Booger, I'll put him above Mitch, for God's sakes, okay?
So that calculates
what,
up to
what was the guy's name? Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
Goes above Mitch Lanny Poffo goes above Mitch.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So that, I think that adds up to Mitch is like 50th now.
Oh, like 78th. Yeah. On a good day.
All right. Here we go. Rank them. Empty stadiums. Touch isolation, 6 feet apart, hand sanitizer. Rank them.
Give me the hand sanitizer one. Give me 6 feet apart two, because I don't like staying next to most people anyway. Give me the empty stadium three, and touch isolation's got to go at the bottom. I don't want to like not touch. I mean, if there's anyway, I don't want to touch isolate away from people. You know,
if anything, you want to do the exact opposite, right?
If it's the right person, why would I want to touch isolate? You know, listen, I can touch isolate anytime. We get done with the show, okay? By 11:15, I can touch isolate, and we'll be done. Okay, so I mean, if that's all I want to touch and isolate, then we could be done. That's why it's got to go at the bottom. I don't want to not touch, and I don't want to not isolate it.
Hey, man, you got to touch and isolate. You got to touch every now and then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just leave it at that before we get in trouble.
Just so you don't go blind.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's move on, if we can. Miami of Ohio Redhawks. Ohio Bobcats. Akron Zips. Bowling Green Falcons. Rank them.
Well, I gotta go Zips one. I gotta go How You two, since my stepsister went there. I'll go Miami three and screw Bowling Green. That's a dump of a town up there, Bowling Green. That's up there by Toledo and all that. That's a dump up there. So give me Miami. Give me Miami third and all that. That's where Ron Harper played his college basketball. So let me have Miami third and screw Bowling Green. That's a dump.
No love for the Fighting Urban Meyers, man.
No, screw them. I mean that's a dump up there. So up there by that's up by Toledo is where Bowling Green is. It's you got Toledo and you got Bowling Green up there. That's the two schools up there. So screw them. Give me the Miami. And of course, Akron, you had to be number one.
So, no doubt.
Yeah, give me Miami three and screw Bowling Green. They go four.
All right, here we go. Sonny, Sherry Martel, Sable, Trish Stratus. Rank them. Say that fast three times.
Yeah. I by the way, I used to see Rena Mero with Mark Mero before she became Sable. When Mark was just finishing up in the WCW and going to go over to the WWF, he and his wife, you know, Rena, Rena Mero.
Uh-huh.
His name is Mark Mero. Her name is Rena Mero at the time. She's married to Brock Lesnar now. But before she was Sable, man, I used to see her at Main Event Fitness. And man, oh man, oh man, like she was just stunning even then. And you think about, you know, her run in the WWF as Sable. I'm going Sonny 1 because I had a real thing for her. I'm going Sherry Martel 2.
Okay.
I had a very odd fascination, and I was when Sherry was real popular, you know, I was at an age where I was learning a lot of things. I'm going to go Sable 3, and unfortunately Trish gets moved to the bottom. And I have a thing for Trish as well. But Sonny just really used to do it for me, and then Sherry came along at the right time in my life. Had Sherry have come along when I was like 30, then Trish would have gone up above her. But Sherry came along at a time when I was, you know, trying to figure out what I was, and I'll just say it like that. So, I got to give her credit, you know, and I was strangely attracted, you know, to her, you know, when she was doing her thing in the, even in the mid-80s, when she was doing her thing. So, yeah, right. Unfortunately, Trish in that list goes to four.
Dang, Trish. Good Lord. I thought you'd at least be in the
yeah,
two and
sorry.
Above.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, and she's Canadian, so screw her. So.
All right. So, I got one more, and then we're going to go to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. All right. Really quickly. Yep. Adam Silver, Roger Goodell, Gary Bettman, Mitch Evans. Rank them.
Well, let me put it this way. Even Gary Bettman goes above Mitch Evans on that list. I'll take Goodell, then I'll take Adam Silver. I'll take Gary Bettman. Who's the commissioner of the Arena Football League? I'll take him over Mitch Evans. How about this? Who's the commissioner of the Indoor Hockey League? I'll take him. Or the give me the lacrosse, the International Lacrosse League. Who's ever in charge of that? I'll take them before I'll take me. How about this? Whoever runs Alta Tennis around Atlanta, they go above Mitch Evans. Okay, whoever's the commissioner of the women's football league that was the Atlanta Steam, they go above
the lingerie
Mitch
league.
Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever it was, the Atlanta Steam and all that. They go above Mitch Evans. So, yeah, screw all that. Sorry, but, you know, I'm taking all of those people way before I'm taking old Mitchy Poo over there.
All right, so here's one from the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line from the 770. Coke 45, Night Train, Slits Malt Liquor,
yes.
And
yeah.
MD 2020. Rank them.
MD 2020 goes one.
Oh, okay.
Colt 45, 2, Schlitz Malt Liquor, 3, Night Train goes 4.
Wow, more love stuff for the Night Train, huh?
Yeah. Night Train goes number 4. Now, I want to get J-Dubs on Twitter because it's a good one. He's got Knight Rider, A-Team, Magnum P.I., and Miami Vice. So I go Miami Vice 1 because that was the TV show. Yeah, I had the Don Johnson clothes.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Yep, I go A-Team 2, I go Magnum P.I. 3, and I never got the whole Knight Rider thing.
Really?
I never got the whole kit car and David Hasselhoff and all that. I never really got it. It just wasn't my thing. I just thought it was really stupid. But, man, Miami Vice, that was the show. I mean, I was like 16, 17 years old, man. I went to Chess King and got the Don Johnson coat and the shirt and the pants and I had three colors. I had white, pink, and powder blue for the coats.
Nice.
Yeah, had to, man. Listen, had to be in fashion back then.
No
man.
Doubt. Gotta fit in, baby.
All right, when we get back, we'll wrap things up. Be time for the Love TKO, wrapping up another week here on the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.